Hello and welcome to this week's Shoot the Moon podcast, broadcasting live and direct from Revenue Rocket World headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. As you know, if you tune in regularly, or even if you don't tune in regularly, Revenue Rocket is the world premier growth strategy and M&A advisor to tech-enabled services companies. Today with me is my partners, Matt Lockhart and Ryan Burnett. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good to be with you, Mike. Pretty fired up about today's topic.
Yeah, I am as well. This is something that we experience on both the buy side and sell side of our business. And that really is, we want to talk about the importance of having your financial books in order before you consider a process of taking your firm to market. And I'll give it a little bit of a setup. Oftentimes, when we're helping someone acquire another firm, and at their financials, we'll typically put forth a request for financials. And the request is, I don't think, too onerous. Typically, we look for 3 years of P&L data. We look for 3 years of balance sheet data. We look at some management addbacks, and we look at a forecast. It's kind of the basics of it. And oftentimes, the company is in good shape, we'll get a P&L over in minutes. We've seen that happen. Other times it might take a month. And we want to talk about what happens when, or the importance of kind of having your house in order. So Mike, I'll have you kick us off here on, and just why is it important? Why should you have your books in order and get us rolling?
Well, in this case, perceptions are reality oftentimes, and the perceptions of how you run your business are directly correlated to how quickly you can provide complete and organized financial records. And the perceptions of a buyer about the accuracy of those financials are also aligned to, again, how quickly and accurately you can provide them. So it certainly shows that you're organized and prepared to have a financial discussion, whether that be with a bank or a buyer or, anyone, if you have complete and accurate financials. And that's indexed or referenced by, one, how quickly you can provide the request, but also things as subtle as, when do you close out the month that you have just completed, the month before, or your year, or your quarter? How much confidence do you have that the financials are accurate? How often do you restate those financials? Most buyers will make a judgment about how much diligence they want to do with you based on how quickly and accurately you provide the information that's requested. So there's a logical blowback on any delay in getting the numbers out. If it takes a firm a month to get numbers out, there will be much, much more diligence done on those numbers than if it takes an hour or a day or a week. And so I think, super important to be prepared. Now, we think this is a core tenet of running your business in general. If you're going to make decisions about how you grow and invest in your business, you better have clarity around your financials and visibility into how the business is running, not only historically, but from a forecast perspective. Otherwise, you're going to blow it, right? You're going to make bad decisions likely. You're going to miss forecasts if they even exist. And/or you're going to make investments when at the wrong time. And so, there's a strong business case for making sure that, you have at least a good basic financial acumen, and that the books are accurate, but also that you have people on your team, whether they be, full-timers or contract, to help you make sense of your bookkeeping and the tactics around that, but also the strategic aspects of your financial management.
Yeah, I think that sets the stage well, Mike. If you're prepared, these requests are relatively benign, and you can send them off. If you're not, it's a portion where buyers may get cold feet, or they may look at how you've run the business and put extra scrutiny, and that carries all the way from the potential LOI all the way through due diligence. If trust is misaligned by just the expediency of the process, it's hard to gain alignment to get to make things go better. Matt, I'd love for you to expand a little bit on just what happens to the enterprise value if the books are prepared correctly.
Well, it goes up. One of the things that we often advise our clients about is volatility is equals risk to your valuation. Well, not just risk to your valuation, but risk to being able to execute, upon the sale. And volatility is demonstrated in a variety of ways, but they're certainly demonstrated in your financials, right? And so to Mike's point, not only does it demonstrate that you've got a handle on the business, that you're managing the business well, but the ultimate sort of proof in that is in the pudding. And that pudding is being able to show the consistency of your earnings, how it's how it's brought through, the consistency of everything from contract setup to billing to the consistency of your accounts receivables, and it's got a distinct impact on valuation. Both from that perception, but then in the reality and the steadiness and consistency of the business. One of the areas that we often and people don't recognize is the health of your ability to collect on your receivables, right? And what is your day sales outstanding, and what is the track record around that, and is there a whole bunch of variability in that? So it's just one point, but it's an important point, right? Cash is king, and in particular in pure IT services businesses. And so it certainly matters, and it can matter to we're talking up to 20% of the value, right? If and we've seen firms that not that we've represented buying firms that had look at sellers that don't have their house in order, and they basically discount the price accordingly.
Yeah, I think there's some fairly serious consequences when your financial books are in order. You may have a great business, but if you can't account for that business, it's hard to prove the greatness. And you start to rely on more market comps or other things that are unrelated to the actual success of your business. And that can be difficult for the to gain alignment on the price and ultimate sale. Michael, what things should a firm be doing to help their financials be prepared? Do you need a quality of earnings account before going to market, or do you need an audit? Do you need to hire additional bookkeepers? What advice can you give to an IT services leader on helping getting books in order?
Yeah, certainly there's plenty of advisors that recommend a seller go get a quality of earnings analysis before they'll take on the market. It's our opinion that certainly that can help, but the ch because it'll point to where there may not be alignment in your financials pursuant to an outside review. I don't know that I necessarily require that. I would say that that's a requirement. I would say, however, that you should be working with competent financial advisors that have helped you build a standard chart of accounts for your business, ones that are consistently produced from a P&L and balance sheet perspective, and ones that you have confidence in, right? One way to sort of help yourself do that is to schedule a regular cadence with your bank to review your financials, because it does sort of force you into making sure that they're accurate, that they're closed, and that you're having third-party review in the sense that their bank is informed. There's a side benefit that comes with that, which is also, should you need support from your bank in expanding your line of credit or doing some work with them, they already have all of the records, right? And so it's a good discipline to get into. It's one that we recommend. It's one that we do here at Revenue Rocket. We meet with our bank every month and forces us to make sure that our books are in order and that we're producing them and publishing them to our bank for review and discussion. And I think that will certainly help. But I think getting in a cadence with having the right team internally and externally that can accurately and quickly produce your financial statements, ones that you can review. You need to be looking at them, the cadence of reviewing it with either internal or external partners to the business helps you do that. And then being able to, you know, sort of have them in the can so you can make better decisions will all help de-risk the business and ultimately de-risk the transaction for a buyer. As Matt pointed out, you know, there's up to a 20% haircut if a deal would even get done with books that aren't in order. Buyers want to understand that if they're going to invest in your business and acquire it, that the likelihood that the cash flows you've enjoyed and you put forth in your financial statements will continue, and that there is an opportunity to have a 1+1=3. Without confidence that that can occur, they're just not going to do the deal. And so, you know, they become a very, very important component in preparing for an exit, but also just, you know, helping you sleep at night, right? As I mentioned before, and I'll just make this point again, that being able to understand the real aspect of what's actually happening in the business, think of it as a dashboard, is critical to be able to understand how to manage the business and drive the business forward. Without it, you know, in many ways, it's like driving down the freeway with your eyes closed. And, you know, eventually that's going to end badly. And so I think understanding that and being proactive about that and leveraging your outside resources and, you know, CPAs and maybe rent a CFO or financial analysts, or even internal staff that do that are all important aspects of having an order before you go to market, whether you do a Q of E on your own or not.
Yeah, I think your advisor that you're working with, either from an outside audit perspective, it oftentimes helps to have audited financials if you're going through a process. And those consolidated financials can be very helpful. Includes things like tax files as well. Those are things to help. The other part is to make sure that your financial, your M&A advisor has the wherewithal to understand they can help with your books and help get them in order. But that doesn't mean that they can fundamentally change, you know, how you're reporting or the data that goes into your system. So working with your advisor to find the best way to report and to work together and understanding that there's a give and take of just how much each role can do to optimize is important. I think those are some of the big points. Matt, I'll turn it back over to you for any closing, any thoughts that you may have, and back over to Mike.
It's super important to continue to operate the business well as you are preparing for sale and then when you are in process, right? And, you know, we often advise that, you know, it can be up to a year long timeline, right, in terms of preparing and being ready and then the actual, you know, process itself. And, you know, a lot can happen in a year, right? And so having your house in order and having your financials in order is
part and parcel to enabling that while you're in that period that you're able to continue to execute. It's one of the most important things that we tell sellers right out of the gate is you've got to continue to execute, you know, day over day, month over month, quarter over quarter, right? And you're continuing to drive the business along. So it's not just about the crossing the finish line successfully and maximizing value. It's about being able to do that and continue to operate and be healthy and smooth and not pulling your hair out. Back to you.
Yeah, thanks, man. I think the other thing is, you know, M&A is a distraction, right? And if your financials are not perfectly, I don't want to say perfectly, but are not in order and easily easy to package and send over, oftentimes there's a fire drill that starts to try to assemble those things. And that becomes a material transaction. It causes you to look inward versus looking outward, which to Matt's point, is critical to continue to run and manage the business as you would, because certainly a buyer wants to see that health and vitality of the business continue as you work through the process. So with that, we'll tie a ribbon on it for this week's podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you'll tune in next week and we'll uncover and unpack additional strategies to grow your tech-enabled services business as well as facilitate M&A deals. Thanks again and make it a great week.